And the latest on the fallout from the deadly attack at the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. An independent investigation tonight shows there was no protest before the attack, and it blames the State Department for what it calls grossly inadequate security. The Accountability Review Board also says the host Libyan government's response to the attacks was profoundly lacking. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton now says she accepts the findings and has ordered widespread changes to boost diplomatic security overseas. Joining us live tonight, Edward Isaac Dover. He's White House editor for Politico. And Isaac, welcome back. The report is just out, but to the extent you've gone over it and studied it, what is new here?
Well, thanks for having me, Dimitri. The report is full of information that really says that there was a problem with how security was being done for the consulate in Benghazi, and points to what it calls systemic failures and management deficits that indicate that there are greater problems with security far beyond Benghazi.
So is it a case of nobody thought this security would be needed? Is it a case of cost-cutting? I mean, in that part of the world, not to paint all of North Africa and the Middle East the same way, but it's clear there are dangers there.
Well, that's certainly true. And what we're seeing is that there was some security, but not enough, according to the report, and the system that had been developed to secure these facilities, to anticipate attacks, is not what the review board here has found was necessary and adequate for going forward.
The investigation also emphasizes that there was not a protest ahead of the attacks. This takes us, I should say, to questions about how that story came to be. It is, of course, a story that ruined the chances of UN Ambassador Susan Rice of becoming Secretary of State, because she was the one the administration trotted out initially to talk about a timeline and what happened in Benghazi.
That's right. Of course, this is something that we have had some investigation into already. The reports seem to have come from some CIA field reports or talking points that were coming. Not all of the questions here have been fully answered, but what the CIA has said about this is that there was classified information involved, and the declassified version was what Susan Rice was talking about when she went on the Sunday shows the weekend after the attack.
You mentioned not all of the questions have been answered. What is another number one question on that angle of the story that you have that you think we should be thinking about?
Well, now we have a whole host of questions that will be asked after this report has come out. This was the real investigation to what was going on. It was led by Ambassador Thomas Pickering and Mike Mullen, the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, really looking into this as not just what the situation was in the immediate on the ground in Benghazi that night, but beyond that to a wider look at all the things going on. And it will inevitably, it seems, start a bigger process here of thinking about these issues.
Clinton now says, this is Secretary of State, of course, Hillary Clinton, she says the U.S. will send hundreds of additional Marine guards to these overseas posts. She's going to ask for more money for security improvements. But let's not forget, Mrs. Clinton is not expected to be the Secretary of State that much longer. I suppose it would be job one for the man or woman who takes over for her.
Certainly, and we are also expecting there'll be a new Secretary of Defense coming. This is the kind of thing that it will be very difficult to not have major action from various parts of the government and the military going forward, given what the findings are within this report.
But if you are to say that there's been neglect, does the neglect predate the Obama administration, maybe even the second Bush administration?
There's a lot in this report. It's not just a page-long report. So we're going to have lots of time to have members of Congress and the State Department and the Defense Department and the White House to go through it and talk about what they think the roots of this are and the right responses are going forward.
Fair enough. Let me finish with this question, Isaac. To what extent is this a political issue now? In the run-up to the election, you heard a lot about Benghazi. Some political foes of the Democrats of this administration had said, we're not getting the straight story. We're not getting a timeline that we believe. What about now?
Those questions were raised, and the president seemed to satisfy voters at the time with the answers that he gave to it. He's, of course, been reelected. Susan Rice was the public face of these questions or the questions that people felt hadn't been answered. She has withdrawn herself from consideration to be the next Secretary of State. So politically, we'll see where this goes. Of course, the attention right now is focused on not only the fiscal cliff, but the efforts that are being mounted to change the policy, or at least the conversation when it comes to gun control.
Thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
That's Edward Isaac Dover. He's with Politico, the White House editor there. We are talking about a new report on what happened on September 11th of this year in Benghazi, Libya.